This is Charles.
Hey, Charles. This is Ruben. How are you doing?
Awesome.
I'm sorry?
I'm not bad. How about you?
Good, good. I've got the underwriter working hard on your file. I just want to test base with you and let you know what some options are. They do need him, your brother, to sign the application. They do need a signature on file before releasing any type of pre-approvals. So I was wondering to see if
no,
you have
but
that.
I need to know if I'm going to be pre-approved. I mean, obviously, we're not moving forward. I wouldn't, you know, obligate you guys or expect you guys to move forward without something signed. But I can't bring nothing to him unless I have something that at least looks promising.
Yeah, I can tell you what some avenues are. And just so you know, business financing is traditionally, there are, like I said, a lot of companies that, you know, do these 50% off ownerships, but at the end of the day, the interest rates are very, very high. I also wanted to run the numbers you have through OnDeck Capital. So the numbers that you have just confirmed, I think I was off. So you're at, I thought your payback was lower than it is because you're not on a 48-week plan. I assume you're on a 52-week plan, correct?
Yeah, I believe I am on a full 12-month plan, correct.
Yeah, so if you're at $1,250 for 52 weeks, your payback is $65,000. So that's a 30% interest rate over a year. So it's obviously...
Okay.
Yeah, and I was off by 4 weeks. Here's the ideas my underwriters have. I can shoot you an email. You know, I can only give you my feedback. So his credit is stronger than yours. The loan would go into the business. I think there's, with the limited time in business, there's two or three basic avenues for you guys to finance the SAW. It'd be 36, 48, or 60 months. One option that'd be offered to you is, and I can send you a pre-approval letter. It's just useless. I don't like to work backwards, but he's got a lot. His credit's got a lot of high usage of credit debt. He doesn't have a lot of credit card debt. It's limited. So I think the two structures they'll offer you is one structure would be a first and last payment due at signing, 60-month term. The other option would probably be, which is probably going to be a better deal, would probably be just some skin in the game with you guys, probably about 10 to 15% down payment and finance the full amount. I did speak to the vendor. The saw that he had going to Florida has already been bought. Someone already put a deposit on it, but there's another one coming in later July, apparently. So
right.
Those are the two terms you'd look. On the working capital side of things, here's what we'd be looking at without over-promising you. And at the end of the day, a lot of customers come to us and like the options that we present, and then they make the decision that's best for your business. So right now, your OnDeck loan is pretty high, the balance. The OnDeck is a good company, but they're known to give people a lot of money. So what I think would probably be the most appropriate and what underwriting would offer you is this. They'd probably offer you an approval, a starter loan package or something in the range of 10 to 20 grand if you wanted to pull the trigger now. I can get final numbers on that by the end of the day. The other option is that they could have you wait for a few months and do a complete refinance. So those would be the two basic options that would be appropriate for the working capital.
Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
On something like the $10,000 to $20,000, what are we looking at as far as payments?
It'd be a second position loan, so inherently it's tremendously risky compared to a first position loan because we don't get anything if you guys don't pay, and OnDeck's there in the first position. I think you'd probably be looking at a term of 8 to 12 months with probably a similar, if not cheaper, payback, so actually a cheaper cost of capital. We just don't want to overload people with debt. We've seen in this industry that people sometimes get these – there's a lot of lenders that give people just everything they ask for and the kitchen sink, and it doesn't benefit the customer. It just pushes them down and down and down the hole of debt. So I think the cost of funds – would probably be in the range, a little cheaper would be the goal of what you're getting than OnDeck, if not a match.
Okay, so what would we be looking at? Like, let's say we do, you know, 10 grand to be paid back over about 12 months is what you're saying, right?
That's the goal, yeah. Like I said, I can't, you're asking me for final numbers that the underwriter will not budge on. I can't break their hand. I'm just not allowed to. But if you get qualified for that program, the payback on 10 grand over, say, let's say a 10-month program, second position loan, the payback on that is about, let's see, if you qualify for that program, the payback would be $12,400. So the daily payment on that, you can do daily or weekly, traditionally daily for a second position loan. So the daily on that is $59 a day. It's a way to start a relationship without, you know, shocking you guys with that.
Right, I see. I see. Okay, so even for that loan, basically, you would need an application back from my brother, basically.
I mean, I can push and push and push. It's not an application for your brother. They just need a signed signature on file, because here's what happens in our industry. When we release any approvals, I've dealt with, you know, I'm not the Oracle, I'm just a guy that works here, but there have been situations where people come into us and one partner gets on a lot of debt and then another partner isn't aware of it. It's a business loan. That person, the customer's default, they go to court and their argument is, well, I was never aware of this debt. You didn't have the authority to have this company enter into this agreement because not everyone's on board. So it's not like we want his application on board. We just want the majority ownership to be aware that the business is seeking out a loan.
Okay, so what do you actually need?
Just next to his name, just he can sign it and put his social and address. That's it. Where it says second owner name, I just need him to add his social and put it next to it.
On the original application that I filled.
Yeah, or a second application, correct. It's not like I want him to fill out his personal information and tax returns. They just want him to sign in and put his social name next to it, or a second application with a name and signature. That's just all they need.
Okay, well, for something like $10,000, which I'm putting on the company, I mean, you shouldn't need approval from a second person, right?
No, that's not true. It's a second position loan, and on deck, look, we have programs where we have as little as 5% ownership, okay? But
yeah,
those programs, and I know how this industry works, and I'm not trying to be rude, it's a business loan. So it's not about the loan amount, it's about everyone in the business knowing what's going on. It has nothing to do with the loan amount. It doesn't mean it matters if the loan amount's $5,000 or $500,000. Now, on this one, it's a second position loan. So it is inherently a lot riskier than a first position loan. OnDeck has a blanket lien on your business. You're aware of that, correct?
No, what does that mean?
There's a blanket lien on your business. That means they have access to all assets.
Oh, okay.
So they have a blanket, which is standard for a working capital loan. So they have a blanket lien on your business. That's how they protect their interests. It's a UCC filing. That's almost standard with OnDeck. I'd be very, very surprised if it wasn't. So when we do a second position loan, like OnDeck, great company, but they don't do a second position loan. So if you have a loan with Bank of Cardiff and you go to OnDeck, they're going to require you to pay off the loan to get funding from them. We don't work the same way. We will give you a second loan. But yes, our underwriters want to make sure, especially with a second position loan, that it's majority owners are going on. There's usually a majority ownership is either defined as 51% or 66% ownership, and it's more than fair. We put in writing that the loan does not go under the personal credit, but we want majority owners to sign for that very reason, because we've had issues where people say, hey, look, this guy was borrowing money and didn't have my okay, and, you know, it hurts the business.
Right.
But on the equipment, yeah, the feedback my underwriter's given to me is, hey, 2.5 years in business, credit's kind of light, bank statements are growing, they think they can get this deal done for you.
Okay, okay. All right, let me see what I can do today, getting that back to you, and we'll kind of go from there.
All right, I'm happy, and I hope we can earn your business. And like I said, there's the saw you were looking for is already spoken for, but there is one I think that comes there late July. So I hope we can get this wrapped up ASAP for you.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Bye bye.
All right, bye.